Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
That's right. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 13th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. A background to the news, we've got Manx Sport, Business, Sea-Watch, Travel Updates, and the newsmakers in person. 8 new cases of COVID-19. That's 36 active cases, including one in Nobles Hospital. The lockdown is working, says the Director of Public Health. The clinically vulnerable, including cancer patients, must shield for longer. Free school meal vouchers are back, and should retail workers be bumped up the priority list for vaccine? All this on Lockdown 2, Day 7.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. 8 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the Isle of Man. 4 of them are related to an existing case. 3 are linked to travel from off-island, while the origin of one case remains unknown. It takes the total number of active cases to 36, of which one person is receiving treatment in hospital. Meanwhile, the island's Director of Public Health says the new cases of coronavirus are presenting far fewer close contacts than those relating to New Year's events. Dr. Henrietta Hewitt says this positive trend shows the current lockdown measures are working. And the chairman of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association, Malcolm Clegg, says cancer patients shielding during lockdown should make sure they talk to someone every day to avoid loneliness and isolation. Government is urging those who are clinically vulnerable, which includes some cancer patients, to stay at home as much as possible during the circuit breaker. Across the water, Boris Johnson's admitted the NHS is under strain and says intensive care units could be overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. The latest figures show another 1,564 people have died in the UK within 28 days of a positive test. That's the biggest figure reported in a single day since the outbreak started. Meanwhile, the UK Prime Minister wants the vaccination programme to go 24 hours a day as soon as possible. While Scotland's First Minister has revealed tougher restrictions from Saturday, including click and collect services being restricted to essential items only. And in the US, the House of Representatives has been debating the rules that will govern this evening's impeachment hearing. Members are expected to vote through an article charging President Trump with encouraging supporters to violently overthrow the government. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayan, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings for wind out at sea, but there's some fog knocking around. Heavy rain on the island tonight, coming in on a moderate southwesterly. Extensive low cloud and hill fog. Lots of fog on Douglas Head at the moment. The Ben McCree, though, is fairly clear on the link span at the moment. She got in about 20 past five. Down to 6 degrees through the night. For Thursday, tomorrow, Jerdain, we're saying rain and hill fog at first, becoming dry by lunchtime on a light northerly. Top temperature 9 degrees. Overnight minimum 2. Into Friday, Jahenya, dry on Friday with bright intervals, then cloudy with rain after dark into Saturday, up to 7 degrees. Low waters at 5 to 6 tonight. High water at 12 minutes to midnight. Low water tomorrow morning, 12 minutes past 6. Sunrise, 8:30, and high water tomorrow lunchtime at 11 minutes past midday. And the matrix signs from Salisbury, Hilbury, Bagarrow and Ramsey to the mountain all showing fog on the mountain road.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
The Director of Public Health says the reduction in the number of close contacts around new cases shows the lockdown is working on the island. 8 new cases were reported today, 4 from the same household linked to a social event, 3 related to travel, 1 of unknown origin. Despite the increasing number of active cases, Dr. Henrietta Hewitt says the signs are good.
What we are beginning to see now is the effect of the lockdown. So whereas the cases that were identified around the Christmas and New Year period, not surprisingly, had large numbers of high-risk contacts and also a lot of low-risk associated venues because people had been out and about, and because it was Christmas and New Year, they'd been out and about more than they normally would be. Now that we have the effect of the lockdown, when we are identifying new cases, even the on-island ones, they have far fewer high-risk contacts. So this is all good news, and hopefully it's showing that we are beginning to get on top of things. So obviously we'll report further when we have the results of that contact tracing.
Those people shielding during lockdown must continue to do so throughout the circuit break to reduce the risk of exposure to COVID-19. The clinically vulnerable were told initially to isolate for a week. That's now been extended to the 28th of this month. The latest guidance from the Department of Health and Social Care outlined at today's coronavirus conference by the Minister, David Ashford.
Last week, we advised those that had previously shielded during the last lockdown to shield for 7 days, and then it would be reviewed. The advice has been clinically reviewed, and fresh public advice has been issued that those individuals should now continue to shield for the period of the lockdown. It was important that we got the message out as quickly as possible, which is why it was published last night. Fresh letters are being prepared and will be dispatched shortly for those under the care of the hospital. Some may already be in receipt of a letter if their consultant has written to them individually. For those under the care of primary care GPs, they will be advised directly by their primary care provider. As a reminder, all those who received a letter during the last lockdown should continue to shield. While we have cases emerging in our community, it is important we take every precaution to protect those most vulnerable in that community. So although the advice is frustrating to many, and I know will potentially cause problems for some of those individuals' employers, it is important that this is in place at this moment in time, and I would urge employers to work with employees to help accommodate this. Just staying with shielding for a moment, if I could just clarify something for those in the over 80s category who have received their vaccination letters. It is okay for those in this category who are shielding to attend their vaccination appointments. In fact, I would urge them to do so, as it is important we get protection to those most vulnerable to this virus.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. It's 22 minutes before six on Manx Radio. Those who are clinically vulnerable are being urged to shield during lockdown. We've heard that includes people with cancer. Retired consultant surgeon and chair of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association is Malcolm Clegg.
It can be quite challenging. I do know a few individuals who are affected at the moment that find it extremely challenging. I mean, they've got a disease that they perhaps don't understand, or it worries them. They're worried about their appointments, whether they're going to be able to keep their appointments, or they may be in some form of treatment already, which is prone possibly to interruptions if the situation gets any worse. So there are a number of elements why cancer patients might feel lonely, worried, exposed, not getting the things happening the way they should do it. Cancer patients try and talk to somebody every day on the phone, or if they've got the ability to do Zoom and that sort of thing. I think seeing a picture of somebody is more reassuring than just speaking down the telephone. I certainly find using Zoom to talk to people, you can see them. It's not quite the same as being in the same room, but it certainly gives you a more uplift than just at the end of a phone. And if anyone knows of a cancer patient, a cancer sufferer who might be on their own, don't be frightened to phone them and just have a general chat to them. You don't need to talk about their disease or anything like that, but you may well know things that they have chatted to you about in the past, their interests, and it can distract them from worrying about their disease and give them a break.
What about exercise? Is it safe to go out and get a bit of exercise if your condition allows, or are you best staying at home?
Exercise in a very secure situation is probably a good idea. But, you know, it should be in a garden or on your own property rather than walking down the street where you may be exposed to meeting people who may not take the same precautions as you. One should be very careful about going venturing further than your property.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2 o'clock. She arrived in Douglas about 5:20 on the Link Span at the moment, heading off at 7:45 this evening, back into Heysham at about 11:30, leaving at 2:15 a.m. and back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
More now on Logan Air's summer schedule, with more flights to the island, to the UK and Jersey. It's been announced that more flights and more frequent ones are now available to book with the airline. But why? Alex Watton spoke to the company chief exec, Jonathan Hinkles, about the timing of this as we're still in the middle of coronavirus.
What we've done all the way through this has been to adapt to circumstances as they change. So, for example, around Christmas, we had a number of routes scheduled to take place within the UK, things like Edinburgh to Exeter, Newcastle to Southampton, with people who were flying to go and stay for the 5 days that were originally envisaged for the Christmas break. That break, the rules were then changed by the government. If people were unable to travel because they no longer suited their travel plans with those new restrictions from government, they were able to get a full refund from Loganair. So that's the kind of flexibility that we do offer through our route network. Is to say, look, let's look at what's happening. Let's decide what's the right thing to do under the circumstances and do the very best for our customers under that. And I'm proud of the efforts that our team have made to do that.
The destinations at the moment as well, how flexible are those? Are they where you hope to have the firm links in the future, or is that something that could change as well?
Well, we're serving Liverpool, Manchester and London Heathrow now. Those routes will continue. Edinburgh has historically been a Loganair route, and we're setting out plans to restart that route. And then Birmingham was one of the remaining Flybe routes that has not been started. We had set out plans to do that before the world disappeared off a cliff last March, but we're now pleased to be saying, right, we will confirm plans to serve Birmingham. But also adding to that, a couple of new links as well. Belfast City, where connectivity between the island and Northern Ireland has been very limited. Summer service to Southampton, which will be great in terms of onward connectivity to the Channel Islands with our partner airline, Blue Islands in particular, and also a weekend summer service to Jersey. So those are all things that we think will work, shall work, and I think really the only variable factor is just around the progress that we make in combating the virus and being able to safely allow people to travel.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
17 minutes before six, Ford is closing its last three factories in Brazil, ending decades of manufacturing presence in the country. Ford's blamed the pandemic, which had amplified years of poor sales and significant losses in the region. About 5,000 people, mostly in Brazil, are expected to lose their jobs. The decision's part of a global restructuring by Ford as it tries to improve its financial performance. After more than a century in South America and Brazil, Ford said necessary actions are needed to create a healthy and sustainable business. Before the COVID outbreak, Ford had already announced plans to scale back in several markets, with closures in the UK, France, Germany, Russia, and now Brazil. The US private equity firm Silver Lake is in talks to acquire a stake of up to 15% in the three times winners of the Rugby World Cup, New Zealand's All Blacks. New Zealand's national treasure burned through nearly half of its cash reserves last year during the COVID-19 lockdowns, and New Zealand rugby has since been looking at other sources of funding. The All Blacks are New Zealand's most recognisable sporting team and are one of the best-known brands in international rugby. They won the Rugby World Cup in 87, 2011, 2015, but of course lost to England in the semi-final of the 2019 World Cup in Japan. Silver Lake said the deal for 15% of the All Blacks values the team at $2 billion.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed. The dollar traded back in positive territory as Treasury yields stabilised. Oil was lower under pressure as rising COVID-19 cases threatened global fuel demand. Gold eked out gains, and in corporate news, Just Eat Takeaway was back on the back foot, even though it said revenue rose more than 50% in 2020, as UK delivery orders increased 387%. It's probably that television commercial doing it. The numbers now, the close in London, the FTSE 100 down just over a tenth of a percent at 6,745. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over a tenth of a percent at 13,939. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial was flat at 31,062. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index just up over 0.6% at 13,157. The S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.25% at 3,809. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling will get you $1 36.2 cents, €1 12 cents, and 20 South African rand 78.4 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up almost 0.2% at $1,857 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down almost 1% at $56.16.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Those who normally get free school meals are being compensated during the lockdown with the free school meal voucher scheme. It was introduced in April last year during the first lockdown, where eligible parents got a one-off voucher equivalent to 15 school meals to cover the three-week period. The Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allinson.
ShopRite print the vouchers for us at no cost to the government or to the taxpayer. And each of these vouchers has got a serial number and is watermarked. Now, what they do is they will correlate when the vouchers are redeemed, exactly what they're redeemed for, so that people can't use them to buy, for instance, alcohol or cigarettes. They have to be used for groceries, which is what they're intended. And ShopRite have been running this system extremely well. What we had during the start of this week was obviously Co-op. We're really quite desperate to be able to honour these vouchers as well. And so they've now said that they will honour the vouchers. They will try to have exactly the same governance that ShopRite have, but we're working with them to ensure that. Again, ShopRite have done an amazing job for us to provide these vouchers. What Co-op have been saying is obviously they have stores in some rural areas where ShopRite don't. And so I welcome, you know, their help with this. But really, ShopRite have gone above and beyond to provide this service within 24 hours during this lockdown to make sure that families don't, and particularly children, don't go without meals.
During this time, though, of course, we're in lockdown. People are being asked to shop and stay as close to home as possible. Is it not the Department of Education's responsibility, cost or not, to make this as widespread as possible without putting people too far from home?
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to do. We've, in the past, last year, worked with other retailers to see how we could widen this out. And if this lockdown continues for longer than the 21 days we expect, we will be engaging with other retailers to see how we can try to make this scheme as accessible as possible.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster by Rhiann Evans.
Faster by, good afternoon. Well, 579 kilometres later, and stage 9 of the Dakar Rally is complete, with David Knight and Knight describing it as his favourite round so far. The Manx man is steadily working his way up the rankings. At the end of stage 5, Knight was sat in 38th place, but has since rocketed up to the 19th spot. Knight says the latest was an enjoyable round.
I think that was my favourite stage so far, but just went at a happy pace, enjoyed it, and if it's another couple of days like that, then that'll be fine.
The other Manx racer who was in the running was Jamie McCanny. However, unfortunately, his rally came to an end early after his bike suffered a technical issue. You can find the full results of the Dakar Rally so far at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and Great Britain's Francesca Jones has qualified for the main draw of a tennis Grand Slam for the very first time. The world number 241, who was born with a condition that means she only has three fingers and a thumb on each hand, will play in the Australian Open next month. She beat Liu Jiajing in the final round of qualifying. Looking to the mountains, and two-time Winter Olympian Amy Fuller says it feels like the right time to announce her retirement from professional snowboarding. She broke onto the snowboarding scene in 2011 and became the first woman to land a double backflip in competition at the X Games. Fuller represented Team GB at the 2014 Games in Sochi and again 4 years later in Pyeongchang. The 29-year-old finished 17th in the slopestyle event at both Olympics and 25th in the Big Air in 2018. And in football, Lawrence Shankland scored a 53-yard wonder goal as Dundee United came from behind to draw 2-2 at home to St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership last night. The Scotland striker's shot from almost on the halfway line flew past goalkeeper Xander Clark and into the top corner. United remained sixth in the table, 3 points behind Livingston, having played 2 more games.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
Good evening, 9 minutes before six. One flight out, one flight back this afternoon and evening. The 10 to 5 patient transfer flight to Liverpool got underway okay and is back this evening at 20 to 7. On the roads, temporary closure and a 30-mile-an-hour limit on Richmond Hill tonight and tomorrow night. From 6:30 to midnight, they're jetting the curbs. Factory Lane in Peel is closed for highway reconstruction. Cronk Road in Port St Mary closed for gas main replacement. And Westlands in Peel is closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. Station Park in Colby closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Remember, Castle Quay in Castletown, parking suspended for the first 3 parking spaces adjacent to the steps.
Quayside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Should food retail workers be bumped up the priority list for a COVID vaccine? Supermarket bosses on the island want the Manx government to consider it due to the vital role they play in keeping the island fed during the lockdown. The Chamber of Commerce retail lead is Andy Corrie.
They are still in an environment where they're having customer contacts. They are still in an environment that at times can be relatively busy. They are still in an environment where the risk of exposure is certainly greater than if somebody were working from home in their conservatory. There's definitely a feeling amongst the food retail fraternity on the Isle of Man that we would very much like the Manx government to consider the role that food retail frontline key workers play in keeping the Isle of Man fed. Mm. And the excellent job these guys do and the enhanced level of risk they take.
Should that status be fed back into the vaccination priority order? I mean, no one would disagree with the priorities that government has in place, but would you ask them to consider retail workers within that list?
Yeah, 100%. And that was the point I was just about to make, that in terms of the current rollout, we absolutely wholeheartedly agree that the priority for the first wave of vaccinations should absolutely be with the people that are at significant medical risk of complications should they contract the virus. And we 100% agree that frontline healthcare workers should be high on that priority list, and we absolutely agree that the elderly should be high up the priority list. What we would ask the Manx government to give serious consideration to is that when the vaccination rollout continues beyond those immediate priorities, that certainly the role of frontline retail key workers and the risk level they expose themselves to every day should be given serious consideration as to whether they should be given some sort of priority within the future vaccination rollout.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Wow. Watch out, scammers are about, pretending to be from firms like Isle of Man Bank and Amazon. They've been targeting people on the Isle of Man via text, email and phone, and they've been using Manx phone numbers to try and trick unsuspecting victims into divulging bank details. The Detective Inspector Gavin Callow from the police cyber team has this advice for you if you think you've been targeted.
There's a thing we mentioned on our website, I'll mention it now, which is www.gov.im/OXIA. So that's OCSIA. If you go onto that, and you'll see there's a couple of reporting mechanisms. There's one for cyber issues generally, so just online scams. And there's one called SERS, which is the Suspicious Email Reporting Service, but the link is on there. And if you send forward your email to that address, we get all those together. We look if there's a local problem, and then we link in with the agencies across. And what they do is they look at that information, that intelligence, and look to take down the scam centres, wherever they are in the world.
That's the advice on how to report. But if somebody does get a phone call or an email, what do they need to do there and then?
Put the phone down. Certainly don't give any personal information out. Please don't give any bank account details out. If you do give any information out, contact your bank immediately is the first thing, because they could have got your bank information. If you're getting scams to do with Amazon, or you think someone's hacked your Amazon account, then you might need to change your passwords. If you've got a concern about your bank account or your account, use the methods you normally use. So if you've got an Amazon account, use your app on your phone to go into your Amazon account and see if you've got money missing, see if you've got items ordered that you shouldn't have done. Ring the bank over here, ring the local bank, and speak to someone at the bank that you know and trust. When you are going to ring a bank, just make sure the phone's cleared down, because sometimes the scammers can ring you up, get you all worried, pretend to put the phone down and wait on the phone for you to ring back, and they'll still be there waiting to listen to your call. So it all sounds quite scary. It's not if you just do the right things. If you just put the phone down, if you don't give out information, you will be fine. If you are worried that you've given out a little bit too much, contact your bank and then let us know about it. So www.gov.im/OXIA, O-C-S-I-A, and the report instructions are on there. WARP, W-A-R-P, at gov.im. 686060 is the telephone number.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Alex Watton. If you're listening to this update as a podcast, thank you very much for being part of the Isle of Man's most subscribed to newscast. As a podcast, your visit's very much appreciated. And remember, Update is available if you're not subscribing. Go to Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Stick around. Chris Kinley with the greatest hits on earth and a COVID update.